So I was working with a demonstration subject in one of the NLP practitioner certification trainings that I teach. And he came up on stage as a demonstration, and his presenting problem was that he was a musician and he bought too many music books. He said he couldn't stop buying the books. It was just an unconscious thing. He'd find that he had bought it and then he'd regret it afterwards because he wanted to spend his money in other areas. And so I asked him, I said, can you remember the last time you purchased a book? Now, when you're eliciting somebody's strategy, you want to get them back at that time where they were making the purchase. Okay, the best place to elicit a strategy is right there where they're doing the behavior, if you can. So when they were doing the NLP pistol shooting project, they were standing right over the pistol shooters, the marksmen, at the time that they were doing the behavior, and they were asking them, okay, what's the first thing that has to happen? What are you doing in your mind right now? What's going on right now? So they elicited the strategies right there where they were doing the behavior. If you can't get the person that you're eliciting the strategy from right at the moment of the behavior, the next best thing is to put them back at the time when they were making that purchase. So in the case of this music purchase, I asked him, I said, well, can you remember the last time you bought a book, a music book that you didn't want? And he said, well, yeah. I said, can you remember that specific time? And he said, well, sure. I said, as you go back to that time now, I want you to step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear the sounds around you, and feel the feelings of being right there. He said, okay, got it. I said, so what happens? You walk in the store and what? What's the first thing that has to happen for you to know that it's time to make that decision? By the way, the script for that, there's actually a script that I suggest you memorize. We'll have you memorize that certainly at the practitioner training if you haven't memorized it yet, or if you haven't memorized it by that time, but I suggest you do. That's the strategy elicitation script that puts people back at the time of when they made the decision, in the case of the decision-making strategy. Okay, so you say, I want you to remember the last time you made that decision, the specific time. As you go back to that time, now step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear the sounds around you, and feel the feelings of being right there where you made that decision. Okay, now what's the first thing that has to happen? The book just jumped into your hand? You walk in the store, just jumps into your hand, or what? And he says, well, no, it didn't just jump into my hand. I said, okay, so what's the first thing that has to happen for you to know it's time to make that decision? That puts him right there at the moment, and we're going to get the cleanest strategy elicitation in that way. And what he tells me is this. He says, well, I see the rack across the store, and it's calling me. I said, okay. I said, you see the rack across the store and it's calling you. Interesting strategy. So noticed he's used visual words. He said, I see the rack across the store and it's calling me. Now, seeing the rack across the store is a visual external. The components of his strategy, by the way, are going to be made up of the pictures, the feelings, the sounds, the taste, the smells, the self-talk also. So it's the auditory, visual, auditory, olfactory, gustatory, kinesthetic, and auditory digital. Those are the only things that we can do inside our mind and body, our five senses. So that's what the components of his strategy are going to be made up of. So the first component of his strategy is a visual external. He sees the rack across the store. And we've already got the second step of the strategy as well. He said, and it's calling me. So there's actually an auditory component to his strategy. So that's a visual external auditory. I see the rack across the store and it's calling me. Now, by the way, we could break down those steps because those are each of the steps of the strategy are going to be made up of the modalities, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, gustatory, or auditory digital. They're going to be made up of the modalities. We could break down each of those components even more so if we really wanted to do an intensive modeling project on somebody and really find out how they run their strategies. We could break down each of the individual components of the strategy or each of the modalities into the sub-modalities of each. So we could find out that visual external, what the brightness of the picture was, what the distance of the picture was, all those types of things can make vital differences in the strategy elicitation. But we don't really need to do that at this point. We're going to do a surface-level strategy elicitation. So he has visual external. He says, I see it across the store and it's calling me. That's a visual external auditory. Those are the first two steps. And I say, okay, what happens next? What's the next thing that has to happen so you know it's time to make that purchase? He says, so you can make that decision. He says, well, I then walk across the store and I pick up the book. Okay, so I say, do you always have to pick up the book? He says, yeah, I always have to pick up the book. Now, it could be a kinesthetic because he has to get a feeling for it or perhaps something else. So I want to clarify that. I say, okay, what do you do next? You pick up the book and what? He says, well, the next thing I do is I look at the book and I feel that I've got to have it. Okay, it seems to me that it's not a kinesthetic that he picked it up. He was picking it up to look at it. So he picks it up and looks at it, which is another visual external. And then he says, I pick it up to look at it, and then I feel that I've got to have it. That's a kinesthetic. Actually, he says, the moment I pick it up to look at it, I feel that I've got to have it. That could be what we call a VK synesthesia, where he sees it and gets the feeling simultaneously. I say, the moment you see it, do you feel it? Or is there something that happens in between? He says, no, the moment I pick it up and see it, I feel it. So I want to find out if the visual and the kinesthetic are separate or if they're actually really closely connected, because that is what we call a VK synesthesia. A VK synesthesia is simply a tightly wound neural network. That means the pictures and the feelings are so tightly wound that you don't separate them at all. And therein lies his problem, by the way. Now, some people, it might be good to have VK synesthesia in their decision-making strategy. Like a jet fighter pilot would want to have a VK synesthesia in their decision-making strategy. That means they see what's going on and they're able to make a quick decision based upon the feeling they get. But sometimes in people's buying strategies, that can be a problem. And for him, it was. Now, remember, in any type of strategy, if you're thinking of changing somebody's strategy, if it's not a problem, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But for him, he was having a problem. And here we found his problem. It's that VK synesthesia. So once again, his strategy was walks in the store, sees the rack, and it calls him over. So that's a visual external auditory. Then he picks up the book and he picks it up to look at it, visual external, and he feels that he has to have it the moment he picks it up and looks at it. So that's a VK synesthesia. So he's got a visual external auditory VK synesthesia strategy. Now, there will tend to be only 4 to 5 steps in a strategy. That's it. If you've got more than 4 or 5 steps, then you probably chunked incorrectly in terms of your strategy elicitation. I say, what happened? And you feel that you have to have it. And then what happens next? And he says, I buy it. Okay, so which is the exit point of his strategy. So in that case, we've got a complete strategy elicitation. We've just elicited his strategy. So the trigger was seeing. So the trigger to set, so there's always a trigger that sets off the rest of the strategy. In this case, it was his seeing the rack of books on the other side of the store. So the trigger is the first step of the strategy. And then you've got the exit point where they actually make the decision. That's the exit point of the strategy. Now, that's an example of an elicitation of somebody's decision-making strategy. Now, I'm not telling you how to change it. We'll get into that later. I'm just telling you how to elicit somebody's decision-making strategy. Now, remember, once you know how to elicit strategies, you can elicit somebody's strategies for wealth or enlightenment or having fantastic relationships. Whatever it is you want to learn, you can then elicit their strategies. And that empowers you to learn the strategies that you want to learn from people. You can go out to any expert in any field and learn their strategies. And also to change strategies. Once you can elicit strategies, you can change strategies that don't work for you or for other people that you may be coaching or developing synergistic relationships with. So that's the elicitation process. Once again, the script that you'll find for strategy elicitation appears in your book, so you can look that up in the manual and find that text for strategy elicitation. There's a formal text. The script that you'll find in there is the exact same script that I utilized for eliciting the strategy of the person who was buying music that they didn't want. And this is the text that you should use. So what you do is you put them back at the time of the purchase. In the case of the musician, I said, can you remember the last time you bought a book that you didn't want? A specific time. And he said, well, yes, I remember the last time. I said, but as you go back to that time now, I want you to step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear the sounds around you, and feel the feelings of being right there. Now, what was the first thing that had to happen in order for you to make that decision? If they need a little prompting, you can even ask them, was it something you saw? Was it the sound of somebody's voice? Was it something you touched? You can give them a little prompting, but make sure you give them the full range of prompting so that you're not installing. There's a fine line between elicitation and installation. But that's going to give you somebody's strategy. So here's your exercise for today, is to go over the formal strategy elicitation script in your manual. And what I want you to do is I want you to find 3 people. 3 models of excellence, people who are really outstanding at some behavior. That's one of the first things that we teach in formal modeling in neurolinguistic programming, is finding a role model of excellence, somebody who's really good at what they do. I want you to find 3 people that you think are exquisite, either in their relationships or in their finances or in their physical health. And I want you to elicit their strategy conversationally for how they produce a behavior that you want to model. You know, how they produce some sort of a behavior that you'd like to become exquisite at as well. Now, the promise of NLP is that we can find out what any expert does and do it in a fraction of the time that it took the original expert to learn how to do that. So your exercise is to find 3 people. Now, by the way, you may look at something you want to learn. For example, if you're in sales and you want to learn somebody's selling strategy. Remember, you've got to chunk it appropriately. So what I want you to do is, if you want to find somebody's strategy for relationships, you might want to chunk that appropriately as well, like connecting with your spouse or really making somebody feel appreciated. And ask them, how do you do that? Can you remember the last time you did that? What was the first thing you did? What was the second thing? What had to happen next? And I want you just to conversationally elicit their strategy. That's your exercise. And remember, do it. Remember our commitment to one another once again. Your commitment is to follow through, and my commitment is to make sure you learn the technologies. But the only way you can do that is if you're following through on your commitment, which is to actually follow through on the exercises. So find three people, and I want you to elicit a strategy from them. Now, by the way, once you get really good at this, this is just the first step. Because when you actually come to the training, we're also going to teach you other ways of eliciting strategies, which are much more covert. You can actually elicit somebody's strategies from their eye patterns, from watching the way they move their eyes. So I could elicit somebody's decision-making strategy within a matter of seconds by asking them a question such as, hey, that's a nice watch. How'd you decide to buy that? And within a matter of seconds, I can have their buying strategy without them even saying it, but just by watching their eyes. So we're going to teach you more techniques like that as you advance. But we got to build building block upon building block upon building block. So for right now, take your exercise. Go out and find out three people's strategies for something you want to learn and elicit their strategy. And remember, have fun. And until we meet again, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.